NPR News in Washington. I'm Craig Windham. A winter storm that has been rolling up the East Coast is slamming areas in the Northeast today with heavy snow. Artie Perrin works at a fast food restaurant in Revere, Massachusetts.
You can't see across the street. The wind and snow is blowing about 40 miles an hour sideways.
The storm is causing travel headaches this morning. Tim Smith, a spokesman for American Airlines, says Americans has preemptively canceled hundreds of flights.
Virtually all of those flights in some way either go into or out of several northeastern airports.
Smith says airports in New York, Boston, and Hartford, Connecticut have seen the most flight cancellations. In some areas of Connecticut, there's already more than 20 inches of new snow on the ground today. Doctors say they're now confident that Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will survive the gunshot wound to her brain that she suffered during the shooting rampage last weekend. Dr. Peter Ree is trauma chief at University Medical Center in Tucson.
I think that she has a 101% chance of surviving. She will not die. She does not have that permission from me. And as far as a vegetative state, I don't think she'll be a vegetative state at all.
Ree says Giffords can move both of her arms and can breathe on her own, although a breathing tube is kept in place as a precaution. President and Mrs. Obama are traveling to Tucson today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports they'll be attending a memorial service there this evening.
The University of Arizona is hosting this memorial service. In addition to President Obama's message of unity, other speakers include state and federal lawmakers, students, and the university president. The event will include a Native American blessing, a moment of silence, a poetry reading, and the presentation of a chain featuring messages from members of the public. President Obama has said he wants to speak to our hopes for the future and how out of this tragedy we can come together as a stronger nation. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Floodwaters in Australia are now swamping neighborhoods in that country's third largest city, Brisbane. The muddy waters reaching the tops of roofs and traffic lights. The Premier of Queensland State, Anna Bligh, told Australia Broadcasting a dam on the rain-swollen Brisbane River cannot control the flooding.
We are, I think, being protected as much as any dam can protect you, but dams don't stop floods. They protect and make it less serious than it would have been.
Bligh says at least 20,000 homes in Brisbane are in danger of being inundated. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has been allowed to visit China's nuclear warfare headquarters, where that country's nuclear missiles are controlled. China conducted the first test of its new stealth fighter jet just hours before Gates met with the country's president, but Gates is downplaying any rift between China's civilian leadership and its military.
The civilian leadership seemed surprised by the test and assured me that it had nothing to do with my visit.
Gates speaking to reporters during a visit to the Great Wall of China today. Wall Street, the Dow is up 50 points at 11,722. This is NPR News. It's been exactly 1 year today since the earthquake that devastated the capital of Haiti, killing about a quarter of a million people. Paul Weisenfeld, a former coordinator for the Agency for International Development, says cholera remains a major problem there.
The international community has thrown lots and lots of resources at it. We still have over 3,600 deaths since October 22nd. So the disease on its own will start to decline, but we need to continue filling the pipeline for commodities as much as we can.
Weisenfeld says hundreds of thousands of people in Haiti are still living in camps where sanitation is minimal. A judge in California has ordered the doctor charged in the death of entertainer Michael Jackson to stand trial. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports after hearing testimony, the judge has determined there is sufficient evidence to move the case forward.
For more than a week, the prosecution called 22 witnesses to the stand in an effort to convince Judge Michael E. Pastor that Conrad Murray should stand trial for involuntary manslaughter in connection with Jackson's death. Pastor agreed there was sufficient evidence for a trial. He also suspended Murray's California medical license until the criminal trial concludes. Murray had pleaded not guilty to charges that he administered propofol, a powerful anesthetic agent normally used in surgical suites, to Jackson. The coroner ruled the 50-year-old singer died of acute propofol poisoning on June 25, 2009. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
The last remaining member of the family that starred in the popular television sitcom The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet in the 1950s and 60s has died in Los Angeles. David Nelson was 74. He and brother Ricky starred in the show along with their parents. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for